We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for sticking around for another hour. Carol Daniel and Bo Matthews with you this afternoon. And guess what? We're back tomorrow as well.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, we get to do it tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow, instead of a challenge coin from the Major K Squad, I'll get some cookies from the Blue Owl. I'm just putting that out there.
Powerful hint.
A powerful hint indeed. And I could have some cookies at my Thanksgiving meal as a part of the dessert table. We always had a dessert table. For Thanksgiving, yeah. And then at Christmas, my sister-in-law, Stephanie Carnes Keeler, who lives here in O'Fallon, Illinois, they always had the Christmas dinner, you know, 50, 60 people. One of her sisters is a caterer. So just incredible food. None of that is going to happen this year.
Everything's changing.
Halloween's changing.
Yeah. Graduations. Off air, we were just talking about a reverse homecoming parade,
which is a great idea. Describe that.
Briefly, they're gonna create the floats that would normally be in the parade, and they just park them, and you drive by the parade, or you drive by the parade floats. And that's actually kind of a genius idea for all, you know, and I believe St. Louis is all about parade. You put a parade downtown St. Louis and people just come from miles around for it. And I've always been impressed by that since I moved here in 88. And now we have no parade. Nothing's going on.
And now the CDC is saying, wait a minute. They said, wait a minute on Halloween.
Yeah. Well, they said, wait a minute on Easter.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
This is how crazy this
is. Wait a minute on the 4th of July celebrations.
Right.
Now it's wait a minute after Halloween, wait a minute on Thanksgiving.
Now you mentioned the dessert table, but did you also have a kids table? You had the kids table and you had the adults table.
We did have that.
Do you remember the transition where you went from the kids table to the adult table?
Well, when I was growing up, there were five of us. So my mom and dad and five kids. And so we were all at the table together.
Oh, that's nice.
And then as an adult, that's when I started doing Thanksgiving dinners with families, other families. Growing up, it was just my family. Seven people was enough, you know?
And how will it be different this year for you guys? Because my wife and I, we don't have a family near us.
Yeah.
So it's normally just us.
Is it normally just the two of you, or do you travel?
It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare to travel on a holiday.
Won't be unusual for you.
It really won't be. We were invited to some friends for Thanksgiving dinner, and we looked at each other, and I thought, oh, that's very sweet that they want to invite us.
But no.
We may stop over the night before, on that Wednesday night. But that's us. That's how we're going to try and do it. But just think of all the families that are around here.
Who normally do this huge gathering. You know those silver trays, those silver aluminum pans?
Oh, yeah.
They are only made for Thanksgiving.
Right.
and for various holiday parties like this, for homecoming kind of gatherings, for large gatherings where you need to feed 25 people.
And how about the surprises when the distant cousin or whatever flies in for the... It's all going to be different this year.
It's all going to be different.
We keep going. Now, do you have a lot of, would you normally have a big Thanksgiving meal?
Well, what would happen on Thanksgiving, what has happened in the past is I would go to my sister-in-law. One of her brothers used to have a big Thanksgiving dinner. So when the kids were under the age of 10, we would go to her house, 20 people or so. As the kids got older, we just started having our own Thanksgiving. And then my parents would come.
Right, right.
And so it would be my parents, our two sons, my husband, right? And then my brother and his wife and their son and daughter would come over for dessert later in the evening. So it was a relatively small thing.
Like they're making the rounds.
Yes, making the rounds. And Christmas was the biggest thing, and none of that will be the case. And so we wonder if that's the case for you guys as well. How are you changing your plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas? And I so want to hear, because I think a part of the cathartic, it'll be cathartic to talk about it. To say, this is what I normally do, but this is what I'm going to do.
And I think that I keep hearing just in the last 48 hours of a second surge in cases of COVID-19.
Right.
So there is that fear that's going on, and we're all tired of this stuff. We're tired of wearing the mask. We're tired of all this stuff. It's just, it's crazy.
And so the numbers to call, let us know. I sound sad, don't I? 436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Maybe you're not changing your plans at all, and you're saying, to heck with the CDC, I'm having my big Thanksgiving bash. I got comments on Facebook as well. I'll read some of those as we go here. Beth on my Facebook page said, rather than cancel Thanksgiving, she is suggesting having multiple Thanksgivings, one at my house, one at a friend's house, one at my sister's house, just her and her husband, so I can eat that meal many, many times.
And for some reason, I never get full on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I do.
I do not.
So do you eat like a tiny meal and then you, is that how you don't get full?
Oh, no.
I do eat like three times that day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, my wife's a vegetarian, so she gets the tofurkey. I get the turkey. It's all me.
It's all turkey. Yeah, Kim Crawford on my Facebook page says she has a small family, her husband and two grown sons. Thanksgiving plans changed because one son is going back to a hybrid teaching at middle school at the end of the month,
right.
And she is high risk, so he can't join them.
And just think of all the grandparents that are in nursing home situations, skilled care center. It's like, it's so sad. And
it
church, I still don't get it. You can go and rub elbows with people at Walmart to get your supplies, but churches are still locked down. One person per pew, every other pew.
Well, supposedly you're supposed to be doing the social distancing at the grocery store. Everywhere you go, you're supposed to social distance.
I get bumped into all the time. Seriously.
Well, I use my card as a weapon.
You do?
Yeah, and my church did start having people back 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
But limited capacity and social distancing at the church.
All of those fish fries early this spring that were missed, all those funds that they normally raise money for, different programs that they do, different outreach, none of that has happened. It's been crazy.
A lot of change of plans. So we want to hear from you. 1-800-925-1120 or 436-7900. This also means, which I had this in the news yesterday, smaller turkeys, because there will be smaller gatherings.
People will be wanting smaller turkeys?
Well, one particular grocery store chain said they will be offering smaller turkeys, to which I said and have asked, how do you do that? Do you just feed them less?
Oh, come on.
Is that what happens?
Do you butcher them a little younger?
A little sooner?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real question.
See, now I'm thinking about deep-fried turkey.
Went to see my parents this morning. We moved them into assisted living in May. And my mother has dementia, so we talked about what she wants for Thanksgiving three times in 30 minutes, because that's what it is. You know, short-term memory is there, short-term memory loss. And so I kept asking her, what do you want for Thanksgiving? I'm going to bring you turkey and dressing, which is cornbread dressing, not bread dressing, right? And so so she said 10 minutes later, what about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what are we doing for that?
What are we doing for Thanksgiving?
And what about the holiday fights? The family fights, especially during
Are you going to miss those?
Huh?
You're going to miss those?
Yeah, that's a participation sport, I'm telling you.
All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, thanks for joining us. Carol Daniel and Bo Matthews with us, with you this afternoon on KMOX. Your plans have changed or no for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, not at all. We still have Sunday night dinner, 12 to 15 of us. Thanksgiving will probably be 15 to 18. Christmas will probably be the same amount.
And so you got 15 to 18 people. Have all of you been tested? You know that you're all good to go. You've been wearing your mask and you're all healthy.
Two of us are essential workers. One's been tested repeatedly. Another one's been tested like once a week. Rest of the family, no symptoms, no nothing. We've been together since day one.
You got a bubble, yeah.
And why does it feel like when it is family, you know that they're less contagious?
You think.
It's not true. So will you have the thermometer to test everybody's temperature as they walk in the door for Thanksgiving?
No, everybody's adults. We expect them to, if they're sick, not come.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when I said the word bubble, you guys have been in a bubble together?
No. Nope. One, we live all over St. Louis area.
And so you said essential workers, medical, grocery, law enforcement, what? If you don't mind saying.
No, medical. Yep. I just got back from New York City.
Wow.
And so I hear in your voice, I'm curious, Tom, are you saying to the CDC, up yours?
No.
Or you just know that you guys are okay. Everybody's been tested. You know you're okay.
Well, again, I think we're all adults. If you don't feel good, don't come over.
Right.
That's how it was with, I'm an essential worker and off to the East Coast. So I go the whole time this has been going on.
And so since you're coming back from New York, my wife's from upstate and we have not been back. If you could tell me, do you have to quarantine now that you're coming back from New York? Is that the recommendation?
No.
And did you fly or drive?
No, when you used to go to New York, you had to quarantine, but not coming back here.
No. Yeah. No, if you're an essential worker, you get a letter from the state health.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to quarantine. But yeah, upstate, they're going crazy because, they're walking around without masks and stuff upstate.
Oh, my.
But that's a typical upstate, anything from Albany west, they don't like what New York City is doing. But but it's a horrible disease. If you catch it, you can die from it.
But it's not certain death.
The death rate's what, under 1%?
It is.
Well, as a black woman, I that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I understand. It's horrible. But I think if everybody's adults and everybody, if you feel good, then just,
do what you got to do. Yeah. Well, happy holidays to you, Tom.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, sir.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on KMOX. Thanks for calling us. What are you going to do Thanksgiving or Christmas? Changing or no?
We'll have 25 people probably Thanksgiving and no mask, no nothing. We get together all the time anyway, family. And
Has anybody been tested?
I think my son was tested once, but at where I go to church at, we've been meeting since, Mother's Day or Father's Day, one of them, just like we normally did. And
how many members at your church?
150.
Yeah, but we've got like 2,000.
Yeah, but like 150 people, nobody's, and they just said, if you're sick, stay home.
Right, right. Okay.
They
said,
just don't come around. Any kind of symptom, just don't come around.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing about the virus. You can be asymptomatic before you know it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Thanks for the call. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Early. Way early.
Way early. That's Carol Daniel. My name is Bo Matthews. This is the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
The Mark Rubin Show, sponsored by Cantor Injury Law on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Any day we can snatch Brian Kelly from the newsroom is a good day.
That's nice. Now, if they would put my mic on. It's good to be with you.
Well, you hear Brian Kelly a lot every weekend because he is the host of Total Information AM weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and has covered Kimswick a great deal over the years. And they, like many other communities, are in trouble.
Real trouble because they had flooding and then COVID canceled their big festivals, the Strawberry Festival in the summer in June. And then the October Apple Butter Festival, and they make about 80% of their annual revenue from those festivals.
My goodness.
And they've had 3 canceled in a row now because you had flooding last year and you have COVID this year. And so they are in dire straits.
Have you been to any of those festivals personally?
Not in a long time. It's been a while.
It is thousands of people from all over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and people discover it. The Blue Owl's famous for being down there, but there's a lot of little businesses. Mm-hmm. But there are people that actually live in this little bitty town,
right. This
little river town. It is adorable. And I don't live too far from it, but when I heard this news that they were really in a financial black hole, it broke my heart.
And then Lauren Bates is with us as well. Lauren, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
And Lauren, you, and I love it. Thanks, y'all. That's a girl after my own heart right there. You know it. And what do you own? What store and restaurant do you own, Lauren?
I actually own Cozy Cottage. It's a little boutique in town.
And are you getting people that are seeing the news story and are they headed your way?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty busy. I like to kind of joke around, but I feel like all with COVID and everything that's happened, I think everybody around in our area has a whole new appreciation for small businesses.
100%.
I mean, we've been busy. And so, I mean, we are so blessed to have the local community coming out and going to the restaurants, going to the winery and shopping. It's great.
And so Brian and Lauren, Brian Kelly is with us. KMOX news reporter and anchor is in studio as well. And mm-hmm. so you talk to the mayor of Kimmswick, and, mm-hmm. and they're reaching out. They're saying, we need help.
Yeah, Phil Stang, they told me that they now have on their cityofkimmswick.org website where you can actually just donate to the city to try to help them, because they need $200,000. They've raised $9,000 so far. And so they need a lot of money. And he did mention that business is picking up and that the merchants, you know, and they're doing better than they had been. And but, you know, they are taking direct donations. They haven't gone the GoFundMe route yet, but he certainly has not ruled that out.
Yeah. And Lauren, what does that money go for? I mean, is it just the operation? Because I'm thinking if you were to say St. Charles is closing or, you know, going to go on, I don't understand that. It's a city. Or is it just because it's a tourist town?
Hard to wrap your brain around.
It is.
It is hard. And you broke up right at the beginning of that sentence, so I didn't catch the first part of that. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I'm just curious as to what the money would go to if we can get the funding back through donations.
Right. So right now, sales tax from our shops makes up the other 20% of what they're missing. But we have our city clerk, the treasurer. We have a post office in town. You know, the lights, the street lights, the maintenance, there's a maintenance worker who goes throughout town and keeps everything, you know, picked up. The gravel sidewalks, they all pay for that. There's a lot that goes into it. And honestly, if it weren't for them last spring, we would have had water in our stores, and they went in the hole for us. I mean, not only for their, you know, residents, but also for the stores. They really saved us last spring.
And there's also police protection. And Phil was telling me, Mayor Stang was telling me that, you know, he's got some that are kind of old, basically retired police officers who would be glad to do it basically for free, but you hate to make them do that, But so that's another thing that money goes to.
And Lauren, give us a sense of, I mean, did you come close to having to, and how old is the store, by the way, and did you come close to having to say, I can't go on anymore?
You know, my family's been in Kimmswick for 20 years. I took over the shop from my mom roughly 3 years ago, and I have worked every festival since I was 10. Maybe missed one or two there. But it's just, I can't explain to you how much people have gravitated to town as a community, local people. You know, we're such a tourism town, and now it's almost like the local people are, their eyes are opening up and they're like, hey, you know what, we need to stop in. And I'm not gonna lie, I have never worked so hard to make a dollar in my life COVID, but I mean, this, I was in the store every day. I was on Facebook. If it weren't for social media, I would have been in the hole, but the community just wrapped their arms around us, and it's been awesome.
But, you know, it's almost likening it to a going out of business sale for a store. It's like when Grandpa Pigeons went out of business, well, that's when I went shopping. I got all kinds of deals. And I feel so bad because Kimmswick is such a beautiful little town.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Now, this is a little diversion, but what's the story on the casino that's still planning to arrive there, the Delta Queen? Is this in the balance as well now?
I'm not really sure. You know, it's been hearsay for the Delta Queen for a couple years now, and would we love for them to come and get the port going? Absolutely, but I haven't really heard a recent timeline.
Mayor Stang really told me that they're hoping, I think it was early next year or maybe in the spring, to break ground on the port. And so they will base
the port.
Yeah, exactly. And so they will base the Delta Queen out of Kimmswick. It will be their home base. And he said he's also talked to the American Queen, and I think there is still the Mississippi Queen, and that they're going to add Kimmswick to their stops along the way.
Oh, wow.
So, but that's a long way off before all that gets done and that money starts coming in. And the mayor told me that what they're really hoping to do, if they can survive until June, until the Strawberry Festival, which draws, he said, about 75,000 people over that weekend. Next June, if they can get there, then they should be okay. But it's between now and there that they are basically running out of money.
Hey, Lauren, before we let you go, if the city gets to a point where it, you know, faces losing its charter, that does affect you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have no maintenance on our streets or anything like that. So the Merchants Association is really coming together, and we're trying to build that community with the city, and we're actually doing fundraisers for the city as well. Our Cookie Walk is going to be a fundraiser. We're hoping to raise like $5,000 for that.
I got half of that for you because all the cookies in Kemswick.
I know. I heard you say something about Blue Owl earlier. I was like, oh, girl, you know it's delicious.
Yes!
Well, but there's more to Kemswick than the Blue Owl.
A lot.
Really, Lauren, thank you so much for getting on the phone and getting on the air with us to talk about this. So where can people go to make a donation?
Brian, what's the website again?
Cityofkemswick.org.
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you, and we'll be by to see you in the going out of business. No, I'm just
No.
Strong. Come visit us.
There you go.
Yeah, Kemswick strong.
Local, y'all.
They are selling the strawberry jam. And they are selling Kemswick Strong t-shirts as well.
By the way, the first time I ever seen, and I think it was the Apple Butter Festival a few years ago, they actually had stands that were selling, and it said fried bacon. Not pork rinds, fried bacon.
And you bought it all.
There's no telling.
Lauren, it's so great to have you on KMOX. Good luck to you.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Bo Matthews. That's Carol Daniel. And this is the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. And the pandemic, of course, is wearing on everybody. It's fatiguing. And now they're talking about another surge that's going to be happening in addition to flu season. And there's a lot of things that are really leading to a rise in anxiety and depression. Can you imagine going through it if you already live with ADHD? And a very dear friend of mine who has a lot of letters after her name, she's an MSN, an RN, an AHCNS, is a board-certified adult health clinical nurse specialist with ADHD, Kristen Seymour. How are you, Kristen?
Hi, Bo. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is a special month. This is ADHD Awareness Month, correct?
Correct. October is ADHD Awareness Month. And it's good to bring attention to it, particularly now, because it's posing a lot of struggles for people who are professionals with ADHD and students.
And Kristen, how is it different for somebody going through, you know, with anxiety and depression? How is it different for somebody with ADHD? And you can speak from experience because you live with it every day.
I sure do. Basically, it's harder because people with ADHD are social people for the most part. We're connectors. We like to be hands-on learning, and more importantly, we need a mind shift. So, for instance, when you leave your house or you leave your dorm to go to school, to go to a classroom, to go to work, to go to the gym, your mind shifts to that place. And that's not happening when we're all working from home, e-learning from home, or even hybrid learning.
Right.
These kids and adults are stuck in one place for a majority of the day. And it's really posing some serious challenges.
So I'm thinking of the word exacerbating.
Exacerbating, exactly. It's exacerbating their already inattention, lack of focus, busy minds to be sitting at home all day long, e-learning, or in a mask at school, or the employee who has no connectivity with their colleagues. There have been serious challenges and a lot of struggle. And according to the CDC and the NIH, the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health, anxiety diagnoses are up 300% from 2019 in June to June of 2020, and depression diagnoses are up, for those who have not had it before, 400%.
So three things there, because you've just blown our minds there with those numbers. 300% increase in diagnosis for anxiety, 400% increase in diagnosis for depression on top of ADHD. So go ahead.
Separate things. All those things are elevated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's independent of ADHD, but it's still showing us that this is a real time of crisis. And since March of 2020, we are truly in an unprecedented situation. And it's up to parents, educators, support systems to provide some sort of structure, routine, because those things, structure, routine, and predictability, provide reassurance and security. And that's helpful with someone with ADHD or someone with anxiety or both, or a depressed person. having those structures and routine and things in place allows for security.
And the unknown, Kristen, is so scary because, you know, we're in an election year. The rioting, the looting, all the things. We just don't know what tomorrow.
And just the protesting itself.
Tomorrow, what's tomorrow going to bring? When Eddie Van Halen died, I was like, really? 2020 is turning out to be a real butthead.
Yeah.
On a serious note, though, with ADHD, if you cannot focus, if you're having trouble getting your meds or something like that, is that also a challenge during these times? Because, the online doctor visits or therapy sessions. Thank you for saving me on that one. Telemedicine, is a big help in this situation, though, correct?
It is a big help, but it is working. I mean, people are having telemedicine appointments, and I've got to be honest. I have people who are teachers who are patients I work with and coach that have ADHD. This is as hard for the teachers and the educators out there as it is for the students. But with the physicians and the telemedicine, they are working tirelessly to make Zoom calls and meetings with their patients, and sharing screens and bringing in other family members and doing it all virtually, so that people can get the help they need. There's a lot of, other resources through pharmaceutical companies, which, of course, I don't work for any of them. And anything I recommend is totally not financially supported by anybody. But the physicians, the primary care doctors, the psychiatrists, the doctors of osteopathy are all doing a tremendous job to help support these patients during this time. Medications are available that doctors are able to, in certain states, e-scribe their medications. So the person doesn't have to go pick them up at the office. They, even a controlled substance, they can do that. And they can also post-date their medication by 3 months. So, October 3rd, November 3rd, December 3rd, and have that at that CVS so the patient can simply remember on their calendar, I need to call the pharmacy and refill it. They don't have to do that extra step of calling the doctor. Mm-hmm. So people, and that's not just since COVID, but there are tools out there people can implement to make life easier.
It would seem that maybe there's a sliver of good news in here, even though we've seen these incredible increases in diagnosis for anxiety and depression. The sliver of good news is that people are at least saying, I am not okay and I need help.
No, that is an excellent point. The fact that, and those statistics vary. I mean, they vary from source and they vary on, the symptoms and the diagnoses and that they didn't have it before, But that's what I had for my last research on this. And what you're exactly right, that the individuals are going to get help, and that's how they're gathering this data. And these are very manageable things if you, seek help, as you said. And
say that again. Say that again. Everyone needs to hear that part. That these...
It's okay to get help. And the best advice I've ever gotten received from my mentor, Dr. Ned Hollowell, was, he said, never worry alone. Ever. Never worry alone about anything, because that is when you go down those dark holes. Get help. Call a friend. Worry with someone else. Let somebody else help navigate you. These are really extraordinary times, and there have been some revelations and good things that have happened through COVID and this home learning. I do feel like, one of the psychiatrists I work with told me that he has seen more depression in teens, but more anxiety in the parents. And I thought that was interesting. I thought it would have been a flipped statistic.
Yeah.
But as long as people have no shame in getting help, they will be okay. They can be okay.
And identifying it.
Yeah.
Identifying
I can attest to that. Having here's my session. Having a 20-year-old who was away, did not come home during COVID because he had a job in Kansas City. And I can't tell you, Kristen, the nightmares I had. I could cry. I may cry. the feeling I had, like I cannot help him. He's not,
right.
I can't touch him.
Helpless.
And I felt helpless. It was so hard for me as parent.
Yeah.
And so I know I'm not alone in that.
I cannot even imagine being in that position. But yes, I'm so hopeful that everything is okay with him.
It
now.
Is.
Okay. And it is very hard and difficult. And I have a number of patients spread across the country, actually the globe, that I work with, particularly in the U.S., that are in college. And these are brilliant kids, students who have never struggled before,
with and without ADHD that I can coach. And they have never struggled the way they are now because of this online learning. Two of them have gotten COVID and had to isolate for 2 weeks and live in a hotel as a new freshman. These are very challenging times. And, you know, people need to really support one another and not, you know, minimize it, because, you know, the illness alone, coupled with then only online learning, the lack of the other vitamin C, power of connection, can really be, you know, the catalyst to a storm to get you to mental, not being mentally well. And so just get help. And a lot of times when people come in, I try to work with them, or I do work with them. Sometimes I'm not the person to help them. You know what I'm saying? They might need a therapist. I'm not a therapist. I'm a coach. But anyway, I think it's very important to get that message out there, because there's so much right now, as you both pointed out, that we cannot control. The things that we can, we need to take those by the, you know, bullhorns, if you will, right? And
we hear you.
There's so much we can't.
And I do want to mention, Kristen and I have known each other for years now, and she has, as at the front of this conversation, I mentioned MSN, RN, AHHC, all these things, and she lives with ADHD. She has ADHD. She also has a book, and I just read in your bio that you sent over, The Fog Lifted, A Clinician's Victorious Journey with ADHD, which reached number one on the Amazon bestseller list in the book subcategory. Kristen, I have to ask you, if somebody's listening to this conversation going, okay, we need to find out what's going on, what do they punch into Google, or who do they go to for help?
That's a great question. Typically, you know, pediatricians can help people under 18. They're very good at using the diagnostic, the DSM-5 criteria, so the psychological association. They can pretty much figure if a child is struggling with ADHD.
Okay.
But for the adult, the biggest population I've been seeing lately is that 19 to 28-year-old male, female, that isn't sure if they have it or they have it and they're struggling. So they will usually go to a general practitioner, and then they will usually be referred to someone like me.
Okay.
I also can diagnose them and assess them and evaluate them, but, you know, typically they're referred by a physician or something like that.
Okay.
But usually a primary care doctor can do it. A psychiatrist is excellent, but they are very difficult to access. There's only, I believe it's in the United States, like there's 90% of people live greater than 100-mile radius, I believe, from a board-certified psychiatrist.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got to cut her short right there. Kristen, great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. It is ADHD Awareness Month, and check her out, ADHDfoglifted.com. That's Kristen Seymour, our guest on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. I'm Bo Matthews, and that's Carol Daniel.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
And it is sponsored by the Good Feet Store, pain relief and comfort to fit any budget. We take you back to October 15th, 1988, perhaps one of the most historic home run calls ever. Jack Buck calls Curt Gibson's legendary walk-off home run in Game 1 of the 1988 World Series, plus Vin Scully's call of the home run.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable! A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw.
Sacks waiting on deck, but the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
Wow, that energy is just, it literally brought a tear to my eye.
Still miss Jack Buck to this day.
Oh,
so many do. So many do.
That energy is just awesome.
Yeah. Jack Buck used to come in the studio into the newsroom, and he had poems written on a yellow legal pad, long hand.
What?
Yeah. And maybe twice he said, you know, read this, kid. And I got to read a poem that Jack Buck had just scribbled.
What a charmed life.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well,
tomorrow
we're going to do it again. You're going to hang in here.
I am. And tomorrow we're going to talk about vacationing apart from your spouse.
I don't even know what that looks like.
I do.
Oh, we're talking about it for sure.
It is 3:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.